Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, January 13th. I'm Maria Altman in for Wayne Pratt. Ahead, marijuana laws recently changed in both Illinois and Missouri, and that's led to lots of questions, including whether it's legal to buy recreational marijuana in Illinois and bring it back to Missouri.
It is federally illegal to cross state lines, and also we need to keep in mind that recreational cannabis in Missouri is still illegal.
We'll speak with St. Louis Public Radio's Jacqueline Driscoll about some of the questions on legal marijuana that have been submitted through our Curious Lewis project. First, the news. The Missouri Foundation for Health and the National Collaborative on Gun Violence Research are studying gun violence in the state. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports, the nonprofit is accepting research proposals and will distribute $1.5 million later this year.
The foundation is looking for research that will study urban gun violence, rural deaths, accidental fatalities, and suicides. Missouri has one of the highest rates of gun-related deaths in the nation. More than 1,300 people died from firearms in 2017, according to federal officials. Jessie LaRose is a senior strategist at the foundation. She says until recently, there's been a federal freeze on gun violence research funding. That means policymakers are left in the dark about what could prevent more people from dying.
Gun violence is a leading cause of death in both the U.S. and Missouri, yet we know far less about prevention of gun violence than many other areas and other leading causes of death.
The collaborative released a request for proposals earlier this month and will decide who will receive research grants in late spring. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Rachel Prouty is the only Democrat to chair a Missouri House committee this year. The St. Louis County representative is in charge of the Special Committee on Urban Affairs. She wants the committee to focus on topics like the high maternal death rate for Black women and gun violence. She also wants to elevate its profile.
It was a committee that wasn't used or utilized to its fullest potential and at the capacity that it should and could have been used at in the past.
The House Republican leadership is unlikely to refer gun bills to any committee controlled by a Democrat, but Prouty says she can still hold hearings on gun violence without legislation. The directors of the regional airport at Fort Leonard Wood are optimistic the new airline will increase and improve service. But compared to the previous year, passenger counts were down during the first 9 months Contour Airlines operated jet flights to St. Louis. Still, Airport Board Chairman and St. Robert Mayor George Lawrenson says Contour is a great partner.
We would like to have and grow the airport, possibly flights to other places, but we're still in the early phase. We've gone about 3 years now trying to work on getting a jet. We've got that.
Lauritsen also says the construction of temporary buildings to increase terminal space, additional flights over the holidays, and a baggage transfer agreement with American Airlines should all help Contour show increasing passenger loads in its year-end report. A group of Clayton High School students will board a bus to Iowa next weekend to take part in the presidential campaign. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, even though many can't vote yet, they still have a lot on their minds.
21 senior government and journalism students will spend the holiday weekend door-knocking, cold-calling, and attending candidate rallies. 18-year-old Ben Williams says he wants the voices of multicultural teens like himself heard.
Well, I think the polarization of political views has really helped these politicians. I think it's more important to look at the big picture and what's beneficial to everyone rather than just the people who voted for you.
Climate change, healthcare, and gun laws are all top issues on their minds. The trips are organized by the nonpartisan Mikvah Challenge of Chicago. While the organization takes mostly young, urban teens who tend to be more progressive, they're encouraged to study or volunteer for candidates in all parties. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
You've likely heard by now that recreational pot is legal in Illinois and medical marijuana in Missouri. But it's not quite that simple, and lots of you have submitted questions through St. Louis Public Radio's Curious Lewis Project about how it all works. So Wayne Pratt spoke with Jacqueline Driscoll, our State House reporter in Jefferson City, who also worked in Illinois' capital for many years and knows the laws surrounding marijuana in both states.
There were extremely long lines in Illinois earlier this month when recreational marijuana was legalized. So what exactly is being sold at these locations?
There's a pretty wide array of things. There is basic cannabis that you would smoke. There are some type of infused edibles, so you can get different types of, it's essentially candy. You can get like a sour gummy, you can get chocolate bars. You do go in, you automatically show your ID. They do scan that ID just to make sure that it's valid. They don't track anything on your ID. You basically get a menu like you would at a restaurant, and you get to pick out all your different products.
Can you use a credit card to make the purchases in Illinois?
You cannot use a credit card. At some locations, you can use a debit card. If you cannot use a debit card, you obviously must bring cash. I know specifically at the Collinsville location, you can use your debit card there because they do have a system and they are banked.
Jacqueline, we've received a lot of questions about whether it's legal to buy pot in Illinois and bring it back to Missouri. So once and for all, is it?
It is not. It is federally illegal to cross state lines. And also, we need to keep in mind that recreational cannabis in Missouri is still illegal. Missouri does now have a legal medical program. So if you do have a medical card, it is legal to possess cannabis. And the city of St. Louis decriminalized cannabis under 35 grams. I think the county is under 100 grams. It's only a city ordinance violation. It is not legal, though, to buy it in Illinois and bring it into Missouri.
I want to make sure I understand. Even if you have a Missouri-issued medical card, you cannot go to Illinois, make a purchase, and then come back with it.
That is still illegal. Now, if you are caught in Missouri with the cannabis and you have your medical card, there's no real way to prove where you purchased it, right? Because right now, even though there's no legal way to purchase cannabis in Missouri, it is still legal to possess if you have your medical card. But again, it is still illegal to do that.
That kind of leads into the next question. In Missouri, medical marijuana is legal, but there's still no place to buy it. Do we know a timeline for when dispensaries will open?
They are going through the licensure process for dispensaries, cultivation sites, right, testing facilities all right now. That's expected to be completed by the end of January. So people will be awarded their licenses, the facility licenses by then. So who is able to grow and sell cannabis in the state? They are not expected to open their doors and begin selling cannabis until spring.
Do we know how employers in Illinois and Missouri are handling all this legalization, whether it be recreational or medical?
So it's really a conversation with your employer and what they are going to tolerate. Obviously, if you have any type of federal contract, that's going to be illegal. If you have a CDL and you're driving, it's going to be completely illegal, regardless of the fact that it might be legal in your state. So it's definitely a conversation to have with the employer.
So it appears to be, it depends on the situation, but can a worker get fired for using marijuana?
They certainly still can. As if an employer mandates that there is a drug-free workplace, you can definitely still be fired.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jacqueline Driscoll speaking with our Wayne Pratt about some of the laws surrounding recreational marijuana in Illinois and medical marijuana in Missouri. I actually edited that piece. The executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio is Shula Newman, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Maria Altman, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.